From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
AccuWeather meteorologists are warning that a new small storm will race eastward from the Midwest to the northeastern United States on Sunday. Still, what the storm lacks in size, it will pack a punch in terms of dumping more rain during the second half of the weekend, and more significantly, will set off severe thunderstorms in some locations. As AccuWeather senior meteorologist Alex Sosnowski writes, the storm will scoot along the northern edge of a zone of building warmth over the central U.S. The setup tends to bring a narrow zone of showers, thunderstorms, and severe weather in a northwest to southeast fashion, or in this case, a more west to east band. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Matt Benz said, at this time, the greatest threat of severe thunderstorms will extend from near the Ohio-Indiana border eastward along the Interstate 70, 80, and 90 corridors through Ohio, western Pennsylvania, western New York, and northern West Virginia on Sunday afternoon and evening. The severe weather risk will extend farther to the east along the Pennsylvania-New York border later in the day and during Sunday evening. Motorists along these highways and others should be prepared for delays while those outdoors may need to seek shelter as storms approach. The greatest threats will be from severe thunderstorms packing strong wind gusts of 50 to 60 miles per hour, with an AccuWeather local storm max gust of 70 miles per hour, which is just under hurricane force wind. Some of the strongest storms may also produce hail to the size of golf balls, which can damage vehicles. How far east severe weather will extend really depends on whether or not a wedge of cool air holds on near the Atlantic coast. If the cool wedge erodes quickly, robust thunderstorms may march across parts of New Jersey and southeastern New York, perhaps including the New York City area during Sunday evening. At the very least, some downpours will survive to the upper mid-Atlantic coast and into southern New England on Sunday night, which could hamper travel for the trip home from weekend ventures. The same setup can bring repeating downpours even when thunderstorms are below severe levels or where no thunder and lightning occur, since some of the downpours will fall on areas where the ground is still saturated from recent storms, especially the storm from Thursday to Friday. There is a heightened risk of flash flooding along small streams from Indiana to Ohio, Pennsylvania, northern Maryland, northern West Virginia, and the southern tier of New York. Much of the same area affected by showers and locally severe thunderstorms on Sunday can expect a break of dry weather on Monday. However, severe weather will ramp up over the Great Plains on Monday, with eyes for the Midwest on Tuesday. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, a mid-April storm is taking aim at California with rain and mountain snow. Even though Pacific storms have become less frequent, as is often the case in April, AccuWeather meteorologists are warning that a new storm will slice across California this weekend, bringing areas of rain, mountain snow, thunderstorms, and much cooler air. The first showers from the storm affected parts of Northern California and Southern Oregon yesterday, and as the storm drops to the south-southeast, the shower activity will evolve into areas of steadier rain and spread across much of California into Saturday night, along with cooler air. It's not looking like a major rain event, and any flash flooding will be extremely isolated or limited to spotty street flooding and some brief ponding on stretches of highways with poor drainage. Regarding snowfall, freezing levels will start rather high, but will drop considerably from Saturday to Sunday as the storm turns inland over California. You can check out those articles along with videos and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.